Great to have you all here. A lot of amazing familiar faces and names. Lovely. Good to see you all introducing yourselves as well. Renata from Florida and Deborah from New Zealand and Equilibrium from Hong Kong. And how are things in Hong Kong, I wonder? Going to be continuing to stay there, my dear, I wonder? California? Nice. And I think Oregon. Hi, Judy. Good to see you here, Judy. Gina, Pennsylvania. Lovely. Hi from Oregon. Oh, dear. You got all the troubles over there, Karen. If the news is right. And you don't know what kind of, what to believe with the news that we hear these days, whether it's false or otherwise. Lovely. How is everyone? I hope you're all good. Kayla, you from Alabama? Oh, nice, lovely. And is anyone here from the United Kingdom, like me? No? Oh, goodness, all from everywhere. It's really lovely to connect with you all. And so, Karen, yeah, lots of protests. It's so sad in Oregon, it is, my dear. And even sadder that the whole world is keeping air. You know, you've got the attention of the world because of Trump and his sending in the troops. Alamata, you're in Maryland. Nice. Brilliant. And Linus, you're from Brampton. Oh, nice. From Canada. Carol, hi. I'm very glad to be here with you and everyone. And Carol Ann, we're glad to have you here with us as well. Ruth Jean, you're in Las Vegas. Brilliant. And Sharon, you're in Maryland as well, as Alamata, I think, yeah. Okay, so I don't usually sort of want to do much before the 5 minutes has passed, so it's really good to have a little bit of a chit-chat before we do, because, you know, there's still some people probably coming in late, but we will start at 5 minutes after the hour, because it's important. So you know, everyone, that today is about investigating the trauma brain, okay? So that's the one. And I know from a lot of you that I've had sessions with that you have trauma, all right? It's as simple as that. A lot of you have trauma. And yeah, I wish it were on Broadway. So it's really, really interesting because I think I would say 99.9%. I can't remember when I didn't have someone that had trauma as a client. And I've, you know, because I've had hundreds, probably going into thousands of clients. That's how many. So that's how prevalent it is in our society. And I'm just wondering whether it's because of that factor that that I do have as many, you know, trauma clients, because of the fact that they, but the lovely part is that they're looking for help, and that is really the most important bit. They know that they need some help, so they're looking for it. Karen, the trauma that I'm talking about is mainly, it's emotional, Don. You can't put it in any other way. When you have physical trauma, it becomes emotional, all right? It's as simple as that. That is from my understanding. You can't have one without the other. The majority of times, emotional stuff starts when we're young. And then as we start to get older, we have different types of trauma that come and stack in on it. So, you know, it just gets worse and worse. You imagine all the layers. You know how we're always peeling off layers from our clearing. As we start to clear, we peel off layers. Well, that's the same thing that happens with trauma. Those traumas go on layer after layer, what's called stacking. And then, of course, it just comes to the point where people are very devastated by it. This is where fight or flight comes in, anxiety, and all of those issues. And some people more than others, there are different levels of trauma, admittedly. Some people have trauma in a mild form, others have it in a kind of medium way, and then you have extreme. Which then, of course, is PTSD. Or there's a very interesting bloke that lives here in the UK. He's a hypnotist, and he says there is no D in PTSD. So it's only post-traumatic stress. It's not a disorder, okay? Because it just is. And this is a man who himself has been through all of this. He had a terrible time. He was in the wars. He was over in Afghanistan. He was a policeman. He was a SWAT person. You know, he was everything. So he knows what he's talking about, and he's very, very effective with his treatment of people with trauma, especially what he calls the PTS, post-traumatic stress. Okay, so we're now 6 minutes past the hour. So, no D in PTSD, absolutely, and he's quite right. And for someone like himself who's been through it all, it was horrific what happened to this man. I tell you, he was hit by a car, and he was dragged, and then he was backed over again. So he knows what trauma is. And so that's when I say physical and or emotional, it all comes down to the same thing in the end. It's trauma. It's just depending on what intensity it is. So thank you so much, everyone, for giving up your Sunday afternoon for this 45 minutes thereabouts that we are commune for. And we will start by opening the group, and the energies will go out to those on the call live and all those who will be listening on the replay. So my heart team are now going to invoke and initiate the triple heart process. And so in this instant, they invoke the triple heart. A shaft of golden light expands from the center of your heart. So when they invoke this heart, this triple heart process, the shaft of light expands and instantaneously shoots up to the heart of Source and shoots down to connect with the heart of our beautiful Mother Earth. And at the same time, dropping your grounding roots down into the center of Mother Earth. Very important, and I'm sure you've heard me speak about this before, about grounding. We must ground. We are of no use to ourselves if we don't learn to ground. Half of what we do is lost, especially those that do meditation and that do a strict spiritual regime. If you don't ground, you're wasting it, really. And of course, the other thing is the majority of people that have trauma, they are up and out of their bodies. Okay, there's like an escape mechanism. Does anybody here understand what I'm saying? Please put it in the chat if you know what I'm talking about. You're up and out of your body, so therefore you're not. Yeah, thank you, Judy. So, Carol Ann, thank you. So you're not fully in your body, and if you're not fully in your body, you're not. Thank you, Judy and Jody. You're not manifesting. You're not pulling. Your body is your shield, all right? And when you're fully in your body, you know, you can feel this. And then you're able to manifest. When you're grounding, you're actually able to make manifest what it is that you're doing with your spiritual practice. It's as simple as that. Gail, you went to other dimensions. Yeah, that's not surprising at all, darling. And most of us, a lot of us now are doing that. But if you ground, you can bring yourself back much more easily. Okay. So we're talking about connecting with Mother Earth and feel. I want you to, as we connect to Mother Earth and to Source and your own beautiful divine heart center, I want you to feel the sweetness of this energy. Just feel that. Close your eyes and put your hands across your chest area. Cross your hands over your chest. And the connection of the triple hearts. So beautiful. You are immersed in this energy of the triple hearts. Now see and feel this energy expand outside of you and feel yourself enveloped with every part of your divine energy matrix is enveloped in this golden shaft. See now a beautiful ball of liquid golden light coming down into your crown. All the way down from Source into your crown. And this ball of liquid light is spinning and sparkling and alive with cleansing energy. as well as unconditional love from Source. It enters your crown and instantly spreads out to fill your entire divine energy matrix as well, saturating and encompassing you and all that you are. See that golden ball now travel from your crown to your third eye, filling the whole of your third eye and your brain. Dropping down to your throat and filling up the whole of your throat and your throat chakras. Dropping down to your heart center now. See it radiating out front and back of your heart center. Dropping to your solar plexus and radiating out there as well. Down to your sacrum and down to your base chakra. Clearing in every single part of energies that are not of love from your entire divine energy matrix. That also includes your energy bodies, all of these chakras. We ask that all the meridians be cleared now as well. Oof. And all of the minor chakras as well, which of course are in your arms and legs. And we particularly ask that the earth star be opened, because that's why a lot of people don't ground or can't ground, because the earth star is not open. So we ask that everyone who will be listening to this call, live and otherwise, that their earth stars are open now. Understand that you're contained in this energy while we work. And I also ask that this energy stays with you for the next 72 hours to manifest the work that we're doing today. Firstly, does anybody, Kayla says, is there no way to be permanently grounded instead of doing it over and over? None that I'm aware of, Kayla. This is the difference, you see, when you learn to be in your mastery, this becomes the norm for you. And I don't want to sound like I'm anything special, but I'm always constantly grounded, only because I've been doing it for so long. The only time I'm not grounded, and this will be for all of you too, is when you get out of bed in the morning, because you've been traveling through the night, you've been doing all this learning, it's in the ashrams, in the other realms. And so you won't be grounded when you come back. Julie, that's lovely about the white peacock starting. Yep, beautiful. Caroline, the earth star is a very important chakra, which lies 6 inches to a foot underneath, depends on who you are. Different people have different levels, under your feet in the earth plane. And this is what we ground through. This is where your grounding cord goes down and through. And if it's not clear, then you won't be able to ground properly. It's as simple as that. There's so much to us that people have no idea about, the energy parts of us. And if we don't keep those clear, we can't be all that we can be on this earth plane. So, did anyone have any questions from last week at all? The call that we had last week? No? Okay. How do you avoid picking up attached dark energy? Good question, Christine. Beings during the day or night, please. And some of you have already heard me say this, and I'll say it again. I don't know of any other way other than being in love in each and every moment. And when you understand being in a loving place, a loving and positive place within ourselves in each and every moment. When we are not, then we are, and we have negative thought forms, we pull these things to us. We're like a beacon. When you have negative thought forms, you're like a beacon and you pull them in. Okay. I hope that explains what you wanted to know. So Equilibrium, you'll find it in your download page from Heartache to Joy, with where you got your MP3s from. Yes, Marcy, we had a call last week, Donna. You'll find it again in the download page from Heartache to Joy. So Equilibrium, what are you talking about? First time you heard of what? Sorry. There were three calls as part of this package, and all the information is in that download page from Heartache to Joy that you got the first time it was sent to you. Okay. Now let's have a look at, so our focus is on the trauma brain today, or what is known as the limbic brain, which has many components that connect it to the emotional trauma that we endure through our lives. Many people do not understand how devastating issues, which start early in life, which we were talking about earlier on, starts early in life, then it goes into, you know, those early years, and then you go into your puberty years and your 20s and 30s. And all this time, we are trying to find our way in the world. The adult brain doesn't really mature, especially in men, until they're 25 years old. Okay? So just be aware of that. When we're growing up all this time, we are so unaware. And we think when you're that age, you think you're so mature and you know so much, especially when you're a teenager. But we don't, because the brain hasn't grown to its full capacity. And we don't mature until around the age of 25. Because I can remember when I was that age, I thought I was just absolutely amazing. But no, I didn't. Now I know otherwise. But at the time, you don't. So, you know, those early years. And then as we come through all those years, all this time we're trying to find our way in the world. And because we chose to do this, this is our agreement with our soul. When we came into this earth plane, we agreed this would be our journey in this lifetime, in this incarnation. But I'm sure there were some of them who are listening to me who wonder why they are here and perhaps cannot believe that they put their hands up to choose this life that they are living. But believe me, you did. Okay, your incarnation on this earth is not by chance. This is a lesson that we all have to live. And for some of us, we have some very, very hard lessons that we have to learn and we have to work through. And in the learning of those lessons is where our triumph comes. So just keep that in mind. So right now, I just want everyone to just cross their hands over their chest area. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. And I want you to drop into your heart space behind your hands. So take a nice deep breath in and drop into your heart space. You can see yourself shrink down to the size of your thumb and drop into your heart space. And just get a feel about what it's like to be in there. Breathe into the space. And just ask and get a feel on a scale of 10 to 0, 10 being a real strong sense that you had lessons to learn by coming here, and 0 being perhaps you chose to come because you had special work to do, or maybe you may find some number in between. And when you get your answer, just write it in the chat, or you can unmute yourselves and just speak it. Gail, thank you. You got a 6. Lovely. Marcy, you got a 0. Great. Marjorie is 6. Sharon, 5. Nice. It's really good to go in and feel. Some of us didn't have to reincarnate again, but we chose to because we knew we had work to do. Carol Ann says yes to both lessons and work. Brilliant. Elizabeth, you're a number six. Great. Karen, a seven. Renata, an eight. Beautiful. Thank you so much, lovelies, for sharing that. I think I even reincarnated in my body this lifetime. Interesting. Florence, yes, to both lessons and work, number seven. Brilliant. You know, we live such busy lives, and it's not until such time as we take the time like now to go in and just connect with things, because under normal circumstances, there's no way you're going to go in and check on out to see about your, you know, the lesson that you came in for or the reason that you put your hand up and that type of thing. So this is a really good time for reflection to connect in with that. So right now, let's have a look at the trauma, right, that we carry in our brains. It has such a profound impact on every person's life. And research has shown that the traumatic experience, for example, physical and sexual abuse, are so common that it is important for people to be familiar with different ways that trauma can cause distress. So the four areas that relate to trauma in the brain are the hippocampus, which lies in the temporal lobes, that's on the side of your heads above your ears, the amygdala, and a lot of you that have your session with me, you've heard me talk about those things. So the amygdala is the emotional part. The hippocampus is the memory. The other part is the prefrontal cortex. So that lies behind your forehead, and which is what we, you know, do our planning of our lives, etc. with. And then, of course, our beautiful vagus nerve, which a lot of you that have worked with me know is the culprit. It's another one of them, the culprit that sets up so much, because when it's stressed, it's jumping up and down in the background. And this causes high anxiety and the emotional stuff. Now let's have a look. When threatened, the brain signals the body to release stress hormones called cortisol and adrenaline. Cortisol has been shown to damage cells in a part of the brain called the hippocampus. So here we go with the memory. This is where the memory lies, in the hippocampus, on the temporal lobes on both sides of the brain. So some of you have heard me talk about, because what I'm finding now is people are very, very stressed, even more so than, say, 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I would find high stress around about 82%. Now I'm getting in the 90s, and this just seems to be a given. And I understand why, because there's so much uncertainty, so much going on at the moment that's causing the stress. And so, you know, that's just added to more. So research has found that people who suffer from chronic trauma, for example, from childhood abuse, actually have smaller hippocampuses. Okay, that hippocampus is smaller, it shrinks. And it can contribute to difficulties with learning and memory. So this is where the memory sets up. However, the more we learn about the brain and we understand that we can start strengthening healthy neural pathways through these different experiences after trauma. So in response to trauma, a second hormone, of course, called adrenaline, gets released into the bloodstream and then cranks up an area of the brain called the amygdala, which is, guess what, that's the emotional stuff, right? That's where the emotions reside. It's responsible for laying down emotional memory and is important in detecting emotions such as fear. And this is why a lot of people that get anxiety are on high alert. They can't settle because they're in fear. They don't understand why they're in fear. It's just because that amygdala is creating the fear, and without even knowing what they're fearful about. And this helps to explain why any emotionally charged moments can be seared into your brain. So if something happens, it gets seared into your brain, and that then is the overactive amygdala. But the details surrounding the experience can be unclear, which is the underactive hippocampus. This is the memory of it. Right? The third area of the trauma is the prefrontal cortex, which is located at the very front of the brain, which is what I sort of talked about before. And this is where we think, plan, and solve problems, and our brain imaging shows it goes offline with far less activity when undergoing a trauma. So in other words, when a traumatic incident happens, that's emotional. And the prefrontal cortex is all about logic and planning. Always when there is a emotional happening, the emotions will always win. That's why the logic goes out the window and we get caught in the emotional component of the upheaval of what's going on. So very, very important. Logic just flies out the window. Logic and emotion, especially at the time of trauma, they don't equate at all. So now, during an acute trauma, the brainstem, now here we come with our beautiful little friend, the vagus nerve, reacts to the threat by activating the flight, fright, freeze, or collapse response. And people can react by becoming angry, wanting to fight to defend themselves, or they can feel an urge to run or flee. And sometimes people feel frozen, they can't move, and they may look like a deer in the headlights. But inside the brain and the body, it's a very high stress environment with elevated levels of stress hormones. The experience of trauma can have far-reaching consequences and can contribute to developing additional mental health issues such as anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress. And studies show that traumatic experiences are also linked to an increased likelihood of developing a multitude of health issues, including chronic inflammation and heart disease. So that doesn't all go well, does it, for what we're all going through at this time? And you know, none of us are exempt. Is right or not, but we're all caught up in this soup of the energies that are going on around us. Unprecedented times, beautiful ones, and unprecedented things that are happening in all our lives. There are a majority of us who can weather our way through this. There are lots of us who can weather our way through this, and there are also a lot of people that can't, and they're the ones that get caught up in the trauma of all this, because what's happening right now is adding to the trauma that everybody is feeling. Does anybody that's on this anyone that's here, are you understanding what I'm saying? Is this happening with you? Are you going through all of this? Yeah, thanks, Kayla. Yeah, and lots more. We're seeing this playing out every day. But what makes it worse, Stu, is that it's on the television day and night. And I can only say to you, switch it off. It's not worth watching. It's not worth watching. Not worth watching at all. Because all it does is gets people into more and more anxiety. And the majority of what we're watching is false news anyway. Yes. And I was listening to something that said that the real fact of what's happening in Portland, I think it is not happening. Like, it's not as if it's endemic. It's just happening in certain places, but it's made to look like it's happening everywhere in Portland, and that's not good. Carolyn, you say, great, yeah, the low-grade chronic trauma on all levels combines with events, yeah, that are traumatic. Karen, partly stressful because it's so hard to know what is true. Yeah, absolutely. We don't know what is true. So that should sort of set up something in you, say, I don't want to listen to it. If it's not true, or if I don't know if it's true, then I'm going to switch it off. This is not worth me giving it my attention. Because it only makes matters worse for people, especially those that do have mental health issues. Yeah. Not a healthy energy. No, Gail, it's not a healthy energy at all. You're quite right. Ruth Jean, I see you have your hand up. Do you want to unmute, or you want to put something in the chat? You've got your hand up. And also Marcy. Did you want to ask questions? I mean, Gina says, I have survivor's guilt. Witness at 5 years, two friends were taken with two men only a few years ago that they were murdered. I didn't go to the car. They had candy. I told them I didn't go. Well done, Gina. Well done. You know, that's your inner knowing, which is great. I don't understand, Marcy, what you're saying.
I'll unmute so I can talk to you.
Oh, okay.
That's all. When you're done. But when you're done.
Okay. Well,
when you're done with Ruth Jean.
Okay. So, no, well, you go ahead because you're already unmuted. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was in a plane crash. My head went in the main cabin door at about 150 miles per hour on the right. And then I've been in about 15 car accidents. And now that the plane crash was, I was 22, now I'm 63. Mm. And I know I've got a lot of financial stress, which seemed to plummet me where my brain said, she's so stressed out, we're leaving, aloha, we're going to Hawaii. And it's like my brain, my frontal lobe, I know I have the limbic and the amygdala issue, but my frontal lobe, I cannot, unless I take my medication, which is not, I don't want to be taking medication to have energy and to function. And it's been like this forever with the low energy. And the medicine helps give me some clarity, but to be able to track and remember. I used to have a photographic memory in college, up to college, through college. It's when I lost my money, it seemed like that was the last straw. And just being able to comprehend sometimes, my brain just can't comprehend, especially if the medicine's out of my system and I'm trying to get off the medicine, but then I'm just so tired.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. I've worked for all these years since 1980 for getting myself well. And I still can't get there because I know I think I know what my purpose is.
Marcy, do we have a session coming up? Is that right?
I'm going to set it up. I haven't set it up yet.
Oh, all right. No, that's fine because you have a thyroid issue, right?
Not that I'm aware of. I know I'm hypoglycemic.
You have a thyroid issue, darling. So that's also contributing to your fatigue as well, because your adrenals are depleted as well.
Okay.
None of this is a surprise. None of this is a surprise because this is all to do with it's like a roadmap even. As soon as you had some kind of trauma, it starts in the brain. It sets it up. Okay. And then of course because you're talking about the pineal, endocrine gland, the hypothalamus, which is telling me it's needing help, is the bridge between the central nervous system and the pineal gland as well. So you understand there's a lot of stuff that's going on there that you've got no control over. Okay?
So is it that in our session you'll be able to help me to...
Of course, yes, of course. Absolutely.
Okay, because it's like somebody wrote ADD. It's like I've never had ADD, and all of a sudden now I'm full of ADD and dyslexia. And
Marcy, don't allow people to label you, darling. Okay, don't let them label you.
Well, it's just frustrating to me when I can be okay and then not okay, mostly not okay.
It's mostly and because it of the emotional stuff. It's the trauma in your brain, sweetie. Yeah. Anyway, sweetie, I'll wait until we speak again because we have to get on with this. But thank you so much for raising your hand and talking. Lovely.
Thank you.
Ruth Jean says, I have multiple falls growing up. I think it's affecting how, especially in my neck, Jean, and when I drive, it feels like I have a nerve being pinched. This is this one. No, it's not your... Depends if you, I don't know, with Jean, we'll have to have a chat about that, darling, okay? Because it could be the vagus nerve, but that's really only responsible for what goes on in the throat and down into the gut. If it's pain, because you say you mentioned your hips, so that could be sciatic and the lower back stuff coming from the sacrum, the bones in your sacral area. Okay, so let's do some meditation, girls, for this. We want to clear away this stuff that's going on from everybody's brains. You can all hear my voice. I can feel the energy that's needing to be cleared. So with your hands crossed over your heart, remember you're already connected to the triple heart energies of Source, Mother, your divine heart, and our beautiful Mother Earth. So just close your eyes, take a deep breath. Crossing your hands over your heart center. Let's just take another deep breath in, and this time fill your belly up. And then when you breathe out long and slow. And one more time, breathing in through the mouth, through the nose, and out through the mouth. You might have felt a lovely relaxation going on there. And that's when we do this kind of breathing, it works on your central nervous system and your limbic system, right? It brings it all back down to resting again. So in that place where you are in your beautiful heart center, we will now call on the cleansing, healing, purifying, balancing and releasing of all negative thoughts, feelings and emotions and images associated with the amygdala, the hippocampus, the brainstem, which of course is the vagus nerve, and the ventral premedial cortex, which is at the frontal lobe. We're asking our teams to target everyone individually for this, well, especially those that have got the trauma. So connecting with the amygdala on both sides of the brain in the temporal lobes. And then the hippocampus as well, which is the memory of the emotion. And then we go into the frontal lobe and we ask to cleanse, heal, purify, release and balance all energies that are not alive in that ventral premedial cortex. Ooh, la, la. And lastly, we go into the medulla oblongata where the vagus nerve lies, and we ask for each and one of your teams to bring each one's vagus nerve back down so that it's in its ideal state, which is that of rest and digest. You may or may not have felt a calming net overcome you, a lovely place of relaxation. And we ask now for the highest energies of a golden liquid light to re-enter your crowns and to flood the whole of your craniums, and especially to target those areas that we spoke about, clearing out any other energies which keep us chained to trauma of every type. Oh, goodness me. And especially targeting the emotional trauma, which has come about from physical trauma. And we ask that this be cleared out of all the appropriate areas of the brain, and all for all those that are on the call and those who will be listening to the replay. We ask now too for any past life trauma that we have brought in into this incarnation. So we ask you to clear out all past life trauma that we've brought in to be recognized and to be cleared. Let's do that now. Asking each person's individual team to work with them to clear this energy. Oof. 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 Oh. Clearing away all past life trauma that we've brought in with us. And then let's have a look at clearing all the trauma handed down from our ancestors. And we ask that these be cleared back all the way through 7 generations from both the parents. Clearing all of our ancestors as well of the trauma that they endured and passed down to us. Oh. Clearing it back through 7 generations now. Clearing. Thank you. And we ask that this clearing that we do clears for them any future incarnations they will be having to bring in those traumas, not to have bring in those traumas into their new lives. This clearing also means that we clear all of our children and our siblings' children and all future progeny that are also cleared of trauma now. Clearing our siblings and their children and our children and all the future progenies from each one's line. Clearing that of all the trauma that was handed down through the ancestry. Let us now give gratitude and love to Source and thanks and see the energy of the triple heart return to Source heart. And we send gratitude, love, and thanks to Mother Earth and see her energy return to her heart along with your grounding cords, so that you can ground and manifest this energy to make real in your lives. Giving gratitude, thanks, and love to yourselves for being the instrument to clear not only yours, but also your past lives, your ancestors, and future generations of whatever trauma has been brought in for you to clear at this time. So let it be written. So let it be done. And so it is. Just take a moment, take a deep breath and feel the energy flooding through your arms and legs as you take your time to come back into the room. Not forgetting that the grounding cord. It's put in place. And asking them to put everyone's assemblage point in place now so you can feel the benefit of this grounding. Does anyone not feel grounded? Thank you, Equilibrium. Thank you. Lena, thank you as well. What was that? Lots of yawns, Kayla. That's lovely, darling. That's a really good indicator of clearing. Gina, I'm grounded. My feet are tingling. Feeling calm and tired. Lovely. Is everybody else feeling calm as well? Wow. Thank you, Florence. Very powerful. Lots of release and no grind. Thank you, Carol Ann. Yeah. This is really, really important that we do this. And Gail says, yes, I do feel a heavy pressure in my head starting to lighten up. So what that is, Gail, is the energy is so strong. So I just want you to see, you feel that grounding down through your spine, okay? Just take it down your spine into Mother Earth. Christine, thank you deeply. This is incredible, helpful. God bless you. Thank you, my dear. I really appreciate that. Super calm. Wonderful. I had like an electrical charge on the right side in my head down to my shoulders. That's brilliant. Equilibrium. Gail, yeah. Thank you. Yes, felt cold air of my angels. My hip tingles. Oh, brilliant, darling. Hoping that will bring you the healing that is needed. And Deborah, that's lovely because that's grounding, sweetie. Nancy says, now, when we have a private session with you, you start it by listing all of your issues, then you do a clearing afterwards. Is that a significant clearing and healing of those areas has occurred? Yes, Nancy, that's exactly what it is. And you must remember too that it may not always be clear in the first session. Sometimes some people need more than one session. You think about the years that have accumulated stuff in your brain. Well, there's not always, with some people it's amazing. They're just like clear, yeah. But with others, they take a little longer. Head feels lighter, clearer. Thank you. You're much appreciated. Thank you, Ghazala. I feel very lovely, Jill. Thank you. Acting as proxy for my mum. Not sure if she is grounded. Tapping in, Jill. If it's your intention, darling, and then it is so. Okay. Thank you, Virginia. Powerful gifts and healing you share with us. You're very welcome, everyone. I just wanted to just touch a little bit on this ancestral stuff. You know, they're founding now that the black people of this time are still carrying the trauma from their ancestors from the slave days. I don't know whether any one of you have heard about this or read about this, but this is what's happening, coming down through the generations, the same as the Jewish population. The people of now are carrying the trauma that was put upon them all those years ago. So this is in our... this is in the DNA. You know how they talk about, and I don't know whether any of you have heard this, that you were an egg in your grandmother's ovaries. Has anybody heard that? Just remember that, okay? Because this is how far, and that's only, you know, with what they know about. This could go even further back, which I think it does. And it's kind of, whether we are the eggs in our great, 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 great grandmother's ovaries or not, that it's still being passed down through, especially through the the maternal line, okay? So just remember that we are susceptible to those energies coming from our ancestry. This is a given. And, you know, the Irish have also had a very hard ancestry. They're terrible. And, the blacks of... in America, you know, because they were badly put upon. And just to remember that, yes, what we've done today, for a lot of you, this has been cleared from your ancestry, okay? And therefore cleared for you and for those that have come after you. Carol Ann, I had movement on the side of my head. Interesting, it's above the hippocampus and my history of being brought sided with an undiagnosed concussion. Movement to healing memory enhancement is how I'm taking it. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. You girls are going too fast for me. So I feel a little drugged, Kayla. So that is that grounding, or will it clear as everything else sinks in? just what I want you to go, whatever, everyone that's listening on the call right now, and those that will be listening afterwards, but I just want you to set up in your mind's eye that there's beautiful crystalline water coming down. It's, you're standing underneath a waterfall of crystal clear water, and it's flushing all the way down through your brains, all right, and all the way down through your neck, and all the way down into the middle of your bodies, all the way down into your hips and your legs, and goes all the way down into the heart of Mother Earth. All of this is being flushed down and out. And it moves as well, all the, because when we do this kind of work, we kind of upset some of the energy fields in our, in the bodies. And you think about the stuff in your brain that hasn't been worked on. For a lot of people, that's never been worked on. So all this just flushes it all through the system and gets rid of any residue that's caught up in there. So thank you everyone so very much. And remember, our last call is next week. Okay, and if I remember rightly, it is I'm telling you a lie. It is. So it's at, the time has changed next week, okay? The time changes. So it'll be 2 p.m. Eastern, not 4 like today. And that'll be about basically reboot, recalibrate, and rejuvenation of the brain. And we'll also do some Q&A for a little while. Okay. So that's next week on Sunday, the 2nd at 2 p.m. Eastern. Okay. I'm sorry. Dismiss. You're right. Kayla, what was it? Florence notices it is August the 9th. I beg your pardon. I had written this in my diary before I changed it. So sorry, girls. It's 4 p.m. August the 9th. My apologies. Back to the drawing board. Much love and mahalo to you all. Bye now.